Dear friends at Open Table MCC, thank you for inviting me to lead you in a time of reflection. Advent and Christmas is a time when people put up decorations, and light is lit up, and people have Christmas trees, and many of us are enveloped in a time of celebration and festivities. It is also a time we find ourselves looking back at the year that's ending and to take stock. Yet, for some of us, it has not been an easy year. Some of us find it difficult to find joy, much less experience gratitude in a season that seems to get only darker. You may have experienced loss of someone dear to you, loss of a job, loss of a friendship or relationship, and during this season, you are grieving. The reality is that life is often complex. We may be joyful and grateful for something, and yet at the same time wrestling with grief and loss and pain. I've experienced loss too this season, and the pain sometimes seems to eclipse the light. But that is what Advent and Christmas is about. That the light will come. That the darkness cannot hold back the light. It is our instinct to run away, to turn away, to hide, to distract ourselves, to avoid the pain and the grief, to avoid the dark emotions. But what if they have something to teach us? What if by sitting with these feelings, we enter into a deeper connection with ourselves and with God? What if this is where God shows up? Not by taking away these painful experiences, by walking with us through these experiences, and by going through them with us. God's promise is not that God will take away our pain and anxieties, but God will be with us through our pain and anxieties. So this time, I want to invite you into a time of silence. To bring into this time of prayer everything you are carrying, the good and not so good. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to feel anger. It's okay to question why. In this time of silence, allow these emotions to come. And know that while they may be strong, you can get through them. God is strong enough to hold your grief, your anger, your sorrow. God is strong enough to walk you through your pain and anxiety. Take a deep breath. God is as close as your breath. Feel your connectedness with the ground through your feet. And as you settle down, think about the past years. The year that has passed, what comes up for you? Was it something good? Was it something not so good? What emotions are rising inside you as you think about these things? What's your initial reaction? Are you allowing yourself to feel these emotions? It's okay to cry. It's okay to weep. Let yourself feel. You may be feeling grateful, joyful, because this year might have been good for you. Or most likely, it is a mix. It's a mixture. Allow yourself to feel. Were there moments when God showed up? Were there moments you felt that you were loved, supported, even though you were struggling, even though you were in pain? Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. God sees us. God loves us. Even in our pain, our anger, our suffering, God loves us. Remember that even the dimmest candle can dispel the deepest, blackest, darkest darkness. The light will always come. The Apostle Paul from Philippians writes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So I invite you, this season, to find gratitude even in the face of what you're struggling with. And may you find that peace coming to you in spite of, despite what you're struggling with in your circumstances. Because you are beloved. You are beloved of God.